The Mental Performance Mastery Podcast is proudly brought to you by Fundraising University. Get out of your head and on paper. This is Brian Kane with the Mental Performance Mastery Podcast, Reflect and Refocus number 10. We're talking about how to get out of your head and on paper. The first, March Madness. What an exciting NCAA basketball tournament it's been on both the men's and women's side, watching Caitlin Clark with Iowa. Maybe the greatest player, at least the greatest scorer in basketball history, both men and women, when it comes to college basketball. Been phenomenal to watch her. Thank you, Caitlin. Also, checking out on the men's side, one of the things that we continually learn is that it's not the best team that wins, it's who? The team that plays the best. And how about this run that the Wolfpack are on? NC State, 5 games in 5 days to win the ACC tournament as a 10 seed. And then they punch their ticket, making it to the Sweet 16. We'll see what happens at the time of this recording. They're still alive, and they are looking great. Now, if I were working with NCAA basketball teams playing in the Sweet 16, or if I had a wrestler that took second for the fourth time in the NCAA National Championships, or a UFC fighter that just won a main event this weekend, or players that are breaking camp to go start the Major League Baseball season this week, or teams competing in the top 10 in college baseball and college softball. Let's just say I were working with all of those. What's the one thing I'd have them all do? Well, I'd want them all to do performance journaling. So in this Reflect and Refocus podcast, I'm going to walk you through the exact journaling process that I use with all of those mentioned athletes. Now, to get started with this, you're probably listening to this as you drive, which most people do when they hammer podcasts, but I want you to do this with a notebook. And in the show notes below, I'm going to link to an article that I posted where there's a video about performance journaling with me explaining and walking you through it. There's also a video with Chicago Cubs pitcher Jameson Taillon where the announcers are talking about how he does performance journaling, same process we're talking about here in this podcast. And I put a link to an actual visual of a photograph that you can see of a performance journal template that I put together on my computer that you can download and you can follow right along with us. So all of those athletes would do a journal, and I'd encourage them to do both a pre and post work journal. Now, you may not be an athlete listening to this. Maybe you're an executive, maybe you're a parent. So think about it as your AM and PM journal or your startup and shutdown. Obviously, AM and PM is when I wake up and before I go to bed. My startup and shutdown would be when I start my workday and shut down my workday. Let's say you go to a desk. You may have the journal on your desk and go ahead and do it when you start your day and when you finish your day. Maybe you're a high school AD listening to this, teacher, executive, etc. But if you're an athlete, let's say a Major League Baseball player listening to this, and you walk into a locker room and you change your clothes from street clothes into a uniform, or as one of my players says, I put my costume on. He says, I call it a costume because superheroes wear costumes and that's who I want to be today. I loved it. So when you go walking in that locker room, you got your backpack likely, you got your journal, you sit down at your locker, and now your workday starts. And you take out your journal and you do your pre-work journal. Now, again, a baseball player, imagine them doing this at their locker, executive doing it at the desk, everyday life. I could do this having breakfast in the morning. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write down the date. I'm going to write down the location. And if I'm a baseball player or softball player, I'm going to write down the pitcher I'm facing that day. So most, if you're not in a baseball softball context, you're going to write down the date and the location. Now, why is it important to write down the date and the location? Because the time is now, the place is here. Every day is the biggest day in the history of your life. Why? Because it's today. So when you write down the date, you're cementing your commitment to dominating that day, living that day, being in that moment. And you write down the location to say, here's where I am, where my feet are. So I start my day by being intentional with writing down the date and the location. And then I go into our three core processes of the daily routine in the pre-work journal. My one-word focus, my three keys to keep it simple, and my three affirmations. So our one-word focus is the one word that we write down. It's the same every day for an extended period of time that you get to choose, maybe the first half of the major league season. For me personally, it starts with each quarter of the year. So quarter one, I have a one-word focus. I may or may not change it going into quarter two. At the time of this writing, my one-word focus is clarity. Clarity on what I do and what I don't do. And by simply writing down the word clarity, it reminds me to create clarity with the people on my team. Help create clarity with the athletes I get the privilege to coach. Create clarity for myself and my own life about what it is that I do and what it is that I don't do. So I just write down that word to, again, enhance my commitment to the word clarity. Then I write down my three keys to keep it simple. And the three keys to keep it simple is a concept I picked up from my friend Sean Casey, who was a lifetime 300 hitter in Major League Baseball. He's been a Major League Baseball analyst on the network, still is, and was hitting coach last year for the New York Yankees. And Sean talked about the three keys for him to keep it simple were see the ball, be easy, and hammer it. Now, where I first learned about the three keys was from my friend Trevor Moad. Rest in peace, my brother. Great mental performance coach. He brought me down to the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida to speak to the NFL Combine, the football players that were there getting ready for the draft. That class, it was Ryan Tannehill. It was Kirk Cousins. It was Russell Wilson. It was Luke Kuechly. It was some great football players in that room. And I remember he brought in an Olympic athlete, a guy by the name of LaShawn Merritt. And LaShawn talked about his three keys to keep it simple for a specific race were to explode out of the blocks, pump your arms, and I'm a human bullet. And he said, I'd just repeat those to myself, and I'd repeat those to myself, and I would visualize those three keys. And then a decade later, I heard from Sean Casey talking about his three keys to keep it simple at the plate. Now, I used to call these your ABCs. And your ABCs as a pitcher might be work fast, throw strike one, and attack the hitter. Right? As a hitter, it might be on time, be early, see the baseball, whatever it is. But you come up with what your three keys to keep it simple are. For me, my three keys right now are be present, in process, and stay positive. Be present as in I'm recording this podcast. This is the most important thing I'm doing because I'm doing it right now. Stay in process, meaning I have these systems and processes in place. And I am also a creative. But so when I get creative and get away from my process, it slows my team down and slows me down. So I got to stay in process. There's a reason why we create these. There's a right and wrong way to do it. And there's the right way to do it. And then we do it again if we don't do it right. And then we stay positive. And staying positive to me means focus on what I want to do, what I'm doing in that block, what I'm doing today, what I do, what I don't do. It's not necessarily be positive as in the like pom-pom cheerleading positive. It's positive as in like positive with my focus. What am I trying to do right now? And am I doing that? If I am, that's positive. Stay locked in on what I'm trying to do. So my one word focus, my three keys to keep it simple. I got the date, I got my location, and the last part of our pre-work journal is three affirmations. And affirmations are anchors that you say to yourself to ground your mindset. Think about it. If you're a ship, you're in the storm's coming, you want to stay put. What do? You drop your anchor. And your anchor keeps you where you want to be amongst the chaos. Well, as an athlete, there's only two things we can guarantee, right? There's going to be adrenaline and there's going to be adversity. And when the adversity shows up, how do we anchor ourselves in that present moment? Well, we do it by having these affirmations or these anchors. And an affirmation, the ones that I write down every day would be when I prepare my best, I am my best. I don't write down the best because that's a comparison, which comparison is the thief of all joy. So you want to stay in competition mode and just be better today than yesterday and better tomorrow than today. Then I write down, I compete one call at a time and I focus on execution. Like execute my plan for that call. What are we doing? Where's the client at? And can we continue to move them forward on the journey towards excellence and being the best version of them? And then the third affirmation I write down is I carry myself with big body language and confidence. Like I sit in a chair all day. It's easy to just slouch and get lazy with it, but I got to sit big and I got to have big body language and confidence because that's important. It's going to impact how I perform that day. So let's review your pre-work journal, date, location, picture, if there is one, one word focus, three keys to keep it simple, and your three affirmations. Now, in the show notes below, you're going to learn from a Chicago Cubs pitcher, Jameson Taillon. You're going to see his three keys. You're going to see his three affirmations. I'm also going to link to a UFC fighter, Sean Brady, that we've had on as a guest here on the Mental Performance Mastery podcast. So if you haven't listened to that episode, scroll down below in the feed. You can see that. I'll also link to his episode, and I will link to a piece where Sean Brady was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he talks about our work together and his affirmations. So you're going to want to listen to that too. Very entertaining. But the goal is that you know your one word, your three keys, your three affirmations. If I called you at midnight and woke you up and said, hey, what's your one word? What are your three keys? What are your three affirmations? You would know. And the reason why that's so important is it becomes high level of awareness. What you're aware of, you can do consistently. What you're unaware of is going to control you. Well, I want to make you aware of one of our sponsors and a tremendous opportunity for you as a Mental Performance Mastery podcast community member. Let's take a listen. Fundraising University is celebrating its 15th year anniversary, and they want you to be part of the success story. As a member of the Mental Performance Mastery podcast community, you know the importance of the student-athlete experience, you're competitive, and likely looking to increase your impact and income. Now, I have personally ran a Fund You Now fundraiser with one of the high schools I work with, and we raised over $30,000 in just 1 hour. That's right, 30K in 1 hour. No more car washes or missing practice going door to door or hoping that you have enough money to do what you want to do with the players in your program. When you work with Fundraising University, you save time and make more money. Now, as an MPM coach, no more coaches telling you they can't afford your services. When they work with you as an MPM coach and a Fundraising University coach, they actually get paid to use your services. It's a total win-win. So whether you're a coach wanting to raise more for your program or an MPM coach with an entrepreneurial spirit, click on the link below to learn more, because as Fundraising University grows, you as a member of our MPM podcast community get first dibs, special deals, and unique chances to join their team part or full time and earn extra cash as a coach. You could even earn a franchise with complete funding or a significant discount. Look, 6 Mental Performance Mastery podcast listeners have already succeeded in growing their 6-figure business, and they're killing it. And Fundraising University has 2 exclusive spots available. Click on the link below to learn more. Special thanks, shout out Fundraising University CEO Mike Bahoon. Let's talk about the post-work journal. So in the post-work journal, the 3 things you're going to write down to help flip that switch off and reflect on your performance are 3 wins, 3 gratitudes, and then your start, stop, continue. Now, the reason why we want to write down our 3 wins is that there's a great book called Tiny Habits, written by a guy named BJ Fogg, a professor of behavioral psychology at Stanford. And he talks about the importance of celebration and recognizing your wins. So we want to write down 3 wins. My 3 wins: I was present, I had a great meal, and we went for a family walk. Next thing you're going to do are write down 3 gratitudes. There's a great book called Gratitude Works by a guy named Robert Emmons that shows how if you express 3 to 5 aspects of your life you're grateful for, writing it down, 3 to 5 things a day for 5 days a week for 5 weeks, you're 25% more happy in a better mental health state. So why would we not write down things we're grateful for? So write down 3 things you're grateful for every day. I put down my family, my cardio and strength session this morning, and the opportunity I get to coach. And then the 3rd piece of that post-work journal is your start, stop, continue. So from a behavior standpoint, what is it that you need to start, you need to stop, and you need to continue as you reflect back on the last 24 hours of your life? And I said start 30 minutes of cardio and strength daily. Let's stack together a good week. I got to stop not moving because of my back pain. Like, just move. It always feels better when you move. Stop letting the pain be an inhibitor to movement. And then I got to continue 10,000 steps a day. I've been doing that. If you're listening to Dr. Rob Gilbert's challenge on Success Hotline, it's something that I try to do every day and have been successful with most days here in 2024, 10,000 steps a day. As of now, it's 9 a.m. and I'm 7,500 steps deep. So I will get it today. And then that's the post-work journal, right? So again, post-work journal, 3 wins, 3 gratitudes, start, stop, continue. Pre-work journal, 1 word focus, 3 keys, 3 affirmations. Post-work journal, 3 wins, 3 gratitudes, start, stop, continue. I'm going to link again to an article on this where you're going to see a photo. I'll also link to an Instagram post where you'll see a photo. And I will link to a Jameson Taillon video, pitcher with the Chicago Cubs. I'll link to the long form podcast with Sean Brady and his Joe Rogan episode, where you're going to get them to hear both of them talking about their affirmations, their journal use. Now, the last thing I put down on the post-work journal is any sports-specific feedback or notes. So like, if you're a baseball player, do you that day write down something that you learned about the game, something that you're working on? Do you write down, you do your quality at-bat breakdown? So it's another way for you to help get out of your head and on paper. One of the biggest challenges that the clients I have work with is turning it off. Well, how do I turn it off? I get out of my head and on paper. And when it's on paper, it's always going to be there tomorrow for me to look at, to reflect on, and then to attack that day with intention moving forward. So let's get out of your head, get on paper, and start hitting that daily performance journal. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Mental Performance Mastery podcast. Please be sure to check out our sister and companion podcast, Mental Performance Daily, linked below in the show notes. And if you've got any questions or comments, that you think can help us to improve mental performance mastery or mental performance daily, please don't hesitate to share those, whether it's leaving a comment here and a review or heading over to Instagram and dropping me a direct message at Brian Kane Peak. I value your suggestions. I value your time. And I want to make sure that we're constantly delivering you the value to help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. Thanks for being with us, and let's dominate the day.